Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's also time for your Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and I could not do this show without this person sitting over here next to me. I was going to say buddy seat, but I knew that wasn't right. This is Chris Schalk. He's the Barron County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
I think my mind was set on what we're about to talk about, and it just didn't come out right. But we you know, usually try to highlight a recipe for Friday.
Right.
And I got so excited because even my husband will tell you, Kristen likes to go eat fish on Fridays.
That's right.
Because it's the end of the work week, and
that's
I just
right.
love fish.
Kind of a traditional kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh, I love fish. You know I can eat it 3 meals a day.
Yeah, me as well. And then, you know, Chris had also mentioned off air, this is also a recipe that features a little bit of dairy. So the recipe we're going to be talking about is fried catfish bites with spicy yogurt tartar sauce.
That's right. I really was, as I was searching for a recipe, and I search a lot of our commodity groups, the Dairy Alliance, American Dairy Association, all the different groups. And I found this, okay? All right. And I'm like, you know, this we got to do this, okay? Because, you know, Chris will use this. It's got two parts of this recipe. Kristen said we'd get it up on the
Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page.
Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page. There we go. And then, of course, WGGC is doing a weekly podcast thing now. So you'll be able to come back to this and pick this up at WGGC.com and listen to it again. But I've got two parts here, Kristen. We're going to rock and roll on.
Okay.
For the catfish bites, we're going to need 2 large eggs. We're going to need some buttermilk. We're going to need some Old Bay seasoning.
Mm.
A couple pounds of catfish fillets, and we're going to cut that up in a pretty good-sized chunk, okay? Like about a, you know, 1 inch, 1.5 inch, 2 inch chunk.
Okay.
We're going to need some flour, some cornmeal, some salt. Of course, we're going to cook it in whatever kind of oil you like to cook it in. All right. I'm cooking lard for all I care, Kristen. All right.
Okay. It's your recipe.
It's your recipe. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, like I said, that's our breading, okay? Would be the eggs, the buttermilk. Of course, we use the eggs and the buttermilk there. Some Old Bay, some it's a half cornmeal, half flour deal. So it's going to be light. It's not going to be really heavily breaded, okay? And to mix this up, we're going to got a tartar sauce here that I love tartar sauce.
I love tartar sauce. Grant will say, no, thanks, my husband, but I'm like, bring it on.
Have you ever dipped French fries in tartar sauce?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
It's really good.
It's really good, okay? I like tartar sauce really in place of mayonnaise sometimes. I'll eat it on a sandwich, okay?
I haven't thought about that. That's a really good idea.
It's really good on a ham and Swiss cheese sandwich.
So you could use this in multiple ways.
You could use this spread multiple ways. And you talk about super simple, okay?
All right,
super simple.
Go.
Here it is, okay? We need a cup of plain Greek yogurt.
I got it.
We need 1/3 cup of sweet pickle relish.
Okay.
Okay. We need 1/2 teaspoon of lemon zest.
Okay.
We need 1/4 teaspoon of ground red pepper.
Got it.
Mix it together and eat it.
Mm.
That's it. Okay. Now, I like tartar sauce that has dill relish in it.
I was going to say, can you put dill in that?
Yes.
You definitely could.
You could put a little dill in that so you could swap out that sweet relish for a little dill relish. Okay. You might even add in a little fresh dill out of your herb garden that I know everybody's got. Because they listen to Get the Scoop here, okay? All right. But what I really like about this is it's a super simple tartar sauce recipe, and it features our dairy, okay?
Yeah.
So Kristen and I were talking off air. You know, a lot of us are trying to eat a little bit better, and substituting yogurt for mayonnaise is a great thing to do.
Right.
Whether that be in chicken salad or whether that be in we talked about the other day using Greek yogurt when we made deviled eggs. This is using Greek yogurt to make tartar sauce, which I think is really, you know, really cool. Again, Kristen's going to post this, or we're going to post this. She knows how to do all that magic stuff. She's going to post this on the Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page. If you're not liking it, go ahead and do that. And we'd love to hear from you there, too, because sometimes we can pick up some topics from there.
Absolutely. So make sure to check us out on the Get the Scoop Radio Show page. Again, we're going to post this recipe for our fried catfish bites with spicy yogurt tartar sauce to highlight June Dairy Month right here in the state of Kentucky. So, Chris, thank you for that recipe. I definitely want your paper after you leave here. So make sure that you guys have a great weekend. And remember to tune back in here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market, Hopty Dine Reed, right here on the Get the Scoop Radio Show on Goober 95.1.